The West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources Cabinet Secretary Karen Bowling and the State Superintendent of Schools Michael Martorano announced a partnership in education efforts to fight the flu epidemic in West Virginia schools. The press conference was held at Mary C. Snow Westside Elementary School. Superintendent Martorano says this partnership and the resources it offers are critical to the health of students statewide.
Everybody needs to take a role in this. We want to make certain that our young people are healthy, happy, and safe. And so we want to make sure that our staff is in that same category. So if individuals are feeling ill, they need to make certain they're getting the medical treatment necessary. Also doing the preventive aspects of getting the immunization, but then also trying not to transmit those germs as well by virtue of a lot of hand washing, a lot of preventive aspects. So we want to educate our young people about that so that we can keep them in school.
The partnership also asks educators, students, and parents to pledge their support in preventing the spread of the flu. Martorano and Dr. Raul Gupta, the Bureau for Public Health Commissioner and State Health Officer, say the pledge explains three vital things: to wash hands frequently, to cover your cough, and to sneeze into your sleeve if you don't have a tissue on hand. Gupta also explained by getting your flu vaccination, wiping down frequently touched surfaces with a disinfectant, and staying home when you're sick helps to further prevent the spread of the flu. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.